I'm just going to go. So again, I just added a little bit of the Mar Mokomos that I had been talking about, that I was I had neglected to put on the sheets originally. So thank you again for we thank Zev, I guess, in absentia. Is he here?
He's coming.
He's coming. Okay. He probably didn't want to come at the beginning of this year because he knew I would thank him. Exactly. But yeah. So the if you have the last group or the last sheets, it's really just page 4 or 5. We originally had 4 pages, so there were changes made or additions made on 4, 5, and 6. So really, we were talking about the sugi here on Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph. I just want to. The last piece that I was discussing last time was more, we didn't have it in front of us, and it's important. So just to finish up with that, the again, the Gemara says, Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, Eino Heges Ela Berurin Lahayid. The Mishnah says that Shvuas Eidos No Heges, right, Ba'anashim V'lo B'nashim, right, Berchokim V'lo B'krovim, B'ksherim V'lo B'psulim, Ve'Eino No Heges Ela Berurin Lahayid. And the Gemara notes, of course, that once you've excluded the psulim, right, so why do you need to repeat again that this applies only beru'uyin lahar? So the Gemara gives two answers. One is lafuke mai, that's the question. What does it come to exclude? The Gemara says, Rapapa melech, that it comes to exclude melech. Rabacha bar Yaakov said, lafuke mesachik bekuvya. So the Gemara says that man damar mesachik bekuvya. Mesachik bekuvya is only pasul edus midrabanan. So basically, what we're saying is that, you know, according to Rabbi Bar Yaakov, what we're saying is that even Misachi B'kuvya, even a psul derabanan, is not subject to korban shvuas edus daraisa. And that, you know, according to the Gemara, is a bigger chiddush than the chiddush of Rapapa, who says that the line eno ro'eno ela beruin lahayid comes to exclude a melech. So we're going to see what the problem of Melech is and the problem of Misachik Bekuvya. So last week we were discussing the problem of Misachik Bekuvya. The Gemara says that the Man Domer says Misachik Bekuvya kol shekein Melech. We'll talk about that tonight. Uman Domer Melech hava Misachik Bekuvya midaraisa michzi chazi v'rabbanan hu depaslu. But if you hold that it's lafuke Melech, what you might argue is that Melech is somehow, I'm not going to say the word psul daraisa, because that's part of what we're going to discuss. Is a melech really pasul eidos, or is he just not mechuyev lahayid, or is he... What exactly is the status of a melech and eidos? We're going to discuss that in a couple of minutes. But the point is that whatever issue there is in melech regarding eidos, that is a daraisa issue. And the Gemara is basically saying, you have a daraisa issue, can affect a daraisa, it should affect a daraisa din. So korban shvuas edus is a daraisa din. You have a melech, i.e. daraisa problem. You're not going to have the chiyuv korban shvuas edus. But if you have a psul edus drabanan besachet bekuvya, right? So why not say that's what the Gemara says? Michzichazi midaraisa michzichazi minatorah it's roi, and midrabanan it's you know it doesn't work afku rabanan. But midaraisa since this is proper edus. So why don't you say that on Daraisa level, there is a violation of Korban Shavuos Eidos. So what we saw last week was both sides of this argument, essentially. On the one hand, we had the, just to dramatize it, we had the view of the Rajba. And we pointed out that this is very consistent with other Rajbas we've seen on this topic. The Rajba is basically taking the view, how could anybody think that you would ever say midaraisa michzichazi midrabanan hudafkua. In other words, that just because Misachik Bekuvya is only pasul eidos midrabanan, that therefore there could be a chi of korban shvuas eidos minatorah. How can anybody think that, given, this is the big assumption that the Rajba embraces, given the assumption, given the idea that korban shvuas eidos always requires that there be an actual hefsin mamon due to the suppression of edus. In other words, I didn't come to court, I cost you $100, right? But it is that, says the Rajba, let's say Rapapa, who says that Slafuke Melech, and that he would hold that Misachei Bekuvya is Chayim Korban Shavuos Eidos. Meaning, remember what this means. It means that the Baldavar goes over to two Edim, to two people, who witnessed, the transaction, and he says to him, I demand that you come to court. Right? Now, they're gamblers. Right? So they're pasul eidus midrabana. But either way, they lie and they say, we don't know anything. Right? And then it turns out that they did know. So again, if they had been eidim ksherim doraisa udarabanan, they would be chayiv korban shvuas eidus. But the Rajba says, why? Because, only because, or also because, in the end of the day, had they come to court, they would have made a material difference in the case. And therefore, suppressing their eidus has the effect of causing a loss. But if they're gamblers, what do we care about what might have been, what could have been, what is in the abstract, right? Hypothetically, they're eidim ksherim doraisa. Who cares? In the end of the day, is their suppression, their lie, is it costing them a penny? We wouldn't accept that testimony anyway. That's the Rajba's question. So the Rajba's taking the view that I don't understand Rav Papa, basically. And then what we saw last week was that the Rajba doesn't relent, meaning the Rajba doesn't back down. In the end of the day, he came to a very critical chiddush about psulei eidus drabanan because of this perspective, and because of this Gemara. And this isn't my speculation. He says it. He says, in Eha Shamina, this is the source for a big chiddush. It's such a big chiddush that we're not sure if he believes it lahalacha, since we don't paskin like our papa, and we certainly no one else seems to believe it, and it causes a whole discussion and many questions. What is this chiddush? That even though Edim are psulim midrabanan, that only means that we won't be motzi mamon al yedehim. But if they come to court and testify, and maybe we allow them to testify, and then the other fellow seizes the money based on the edus, or consistent with the edus that they gave, then tafas lo mafkina mine. This idea that tafas lo mafkina mine would apply when there's edim psulim drabanan who support the tofes is the chiddush of the Rajba based on this whole shakla v'tarya. Yeah.
I was here last week, so I just...
That's already been established, by the way.
You know better after I finish.
Yeah.
If a whole asmakta lo kanya is one thing, or those asmakta, if you hold the asmakta kanya, why would it be...
Well, it's because the Misachim Bekuvya, the Gemara gives two explanations. One is Asmachta Lokanya, and the other is Einam Oskim Biyishuvo Shalolam. That's also a reason for Psul Drabanan. So it doesn't really matter why they're Pasul Drabanan, whether they're Gazlanim Drabanan or they're just,
If they're Gazlanim, it's because you hold Asmachta Kanya.
Right. Or Asmachta...
No, Asmachta Lo Kanya.
Yeah.
But if you're Asmachta Lo Kanya, why aren't they Pasul?
Why are they Pasul Midrabanan? Right. So the answer is, Gemara says that that's the Gemara's the second reason, that Einan Oskim Biyishuvo Shalola.
So the Taki hold Asmachta...
is Kanya. They're not Gazlanim,
right.
Even a Midrabanan, but Einan Oskim Biyishuvo Shalola is also a reason for Pasul Midrabanan. That's the Gemara in Zeborer. In Sanhedrin. So it's, and again, Misachi Bekuvia here doesn't really mean Misachi Bekuvia. It means any, it's just an example of Psul Eidus Drabanan. And what the Rajba says, this Chiddush of the Rajba, that really Psul Eidus Drabanan are going to work in the case of Tafas Lo Mafkinan, is also an all Psul Eidus Drabanan. It just it gives Sochrei Shvius and Mafriche Yonim. And milve beribis, where they're not, whether it's not where it's not ribis doraisa. The whole list of the Mishnah in the third parak of Sanhedrin really is really being spoken of in this sugya. Just Misachim Bekuvia is, a colorful. It's the first case. It's a colorful case. We can just see these. Las Vegas, types. That's what it is. Okay. So basically, that's the Rajba. And then we saw that the Netziv in the Merome Sadeh came up with two also very ingenious. Then the Rashba has another idea that this is based on Davar Gor L'Mamon K'Mamon. I explained how this isn't a typical Davar Gor L'Mamon, even though it's we use that phrase. And the Tziv came up with two more ideas why, even though we're dealing with people who seemingly don't affect the case, that they could be chayv a korban shvuah sa'edus. Either it's kodem achraza, or because they could do tshuva, and if they do tshuva, they haven't ruined their status of edus, because kivin shiga tshuva dechozer umagid wouldn't apply to a psul daraisa, but it does apply to a psul drabanan, so really they have eliminated their effectiveness. The Netziv was very creative here to come up with two more explanations. But that is all what I'm trying to show is it's a perspective which basically says that korban shvuah sa'edus, we really care only, or at least also, maybe not only, but certainly also, about pragmatic effectiveness in the case. There has to be hefsed mamon al yedei kvisha sa'edus, suppression of testimony, and that can only be when there's a material consequence, meaning when they do testify. And therefore, when they don't testify, right, that penalizing them in this way is necessary. The opposite perspective is taken by the Ritva, in a way. Right? The Ritva says, I don't get it. Why would anybody not say like Rav Papa? Right? After all, what is Rav Papa is basically saying? Listen, Melech is a Doraisa problem of some sort. And therefore, it affects the Doraisa did of Korban Shvuah Sa'edus. If I call you to court, I demand that you testify, right? You lie about it. Right, and it turns out that you lied about it, so that's the case of the Torah. And if you weren't an Eid Doraisa, one thing. If you're an Eid Doraisa, then whatever the Chachamim did or didn't do, that's not Doraisa. So what is the Ritva? And the Ritva doesn't seem to even be bothered, within Rav Papa, he's not bothered. So obviously he thinks that there is a din of Korban Shvuah Sa'edus. It's acceptable to think about Korban Shvuah Sa'edus in a way that is formalistic. Right, that is just on the books. In other words, if a shame aid, a gavra aid, and he's a gavra aid, if he's royal aidus minatora, even if we don't let him testify, if a gavra aid lies right in this context, so that's called korban shvuah, so that's a shvuah aidus, and he's chayv a korban, and that's the end of the story. What bothered the Ritva was the other way. Like, how come Rav Acha bar Yaakov is mixing drabanans and daraisas? Why doesn't he say midaraisa mitzi chazi midrabanan hu dafkua? So there, the Ritva comes up with the idea that Rav Acha bar Yaakov thinks that you need only, or at least also, a pragmatic result. But he's not troubled by Rav Papa at all. And even in Rav Acha bar Yaakov, I said where he is troubled, the fact that he asks the question shows that he feels a little bit of pressure, and then he makes the comparison to the Kadesh be Surei Hana, Derabanan Ein Choshen the Kiddushin. That's the Gemara in Psachim, right? That if you're Mekadesh and Isha with something which is Shava Pruta Minat Torah, and Midrabanan Asur Lihanos Mimeno, like Chametz from 11 to 12, before it becomes Asur Minat Torah. Right? So the Gemara says Ein Choshen the Kiddushin, that we don't treat it as Kesef, even to require a get. The question is why. So Rashi in Psachim says, "Afkinu rabbanan lekiddushin minei," or "Kol mekadesh adat drabanan, afkinu rabbanan lekiddushin minei." Meaning, you're right. Really, you should say if it's Yisrael anah daraisa like Orla, or chametz bePesach, then you can't be mekadesh with it because it doesn't have value. Minat Torah. But if it's only possibly if it's only Yisrael anah drabanan, right? So why not say, well, on the daraisa level, there's money here. You just can't use it. You can't spend it in the candy store or the grocery store, wherever you take your money to, right? But they're not going to give you lollipops, and they're not going to give you a newspaper for it. But that doesn't mean it isn't money. It is money, and it is worth something. Just like these are extraneous limitations, right? So that's why Rashi says in Ochanami, but kolam mekadesh adat drabanan mekadesh. But the Ritva in Psachim, in Kiddushin, and here, right here in Shavuos, that's the reference that he makes, So the Ritva says, no, this is exactly the same situation. He says, you don't need a kol mekadesh adat drabanan mekadesh. All you need to say is, why do we care why you can't receive, you know, lollipops or newspaper or milk or whatever it is that you want from your store, you know, with this money? All that should matter to us is that you cannot. The fact, right? Not the reason. Because in the end of the day, money, value, or at least it's a kiddushin question too, right? But if you assume that what you require, the money that you require in kiddushin is a pragmatic category of money, something that actually can produce actual value in the moment, then in the end of the day, right, the fact of Isra Hanah, rather than the origin or the status of the Isra Hanah, Darais or Darabanan, is what's relevant. So the Ritva just thinks that Rashi and Psachim is wrong. He says you don't need to call him a Kaddish Adat or Darabanan. You just need to say that, you know, forget about why. The fact is that there is no Shavapruta here. End of the story. So it's fascinating that the Ritva here, and again, I think I mentioned last week, that the Ritva in Psachim, and especially in Kiddushin, I should say, he talks about Orla, says, in my opinion, there's a fundamental difference between Mekadesh b'Isurei Hanah d'Rabbanan and Mekadesh b'Fnei P'sulei Eidos d'Rabbanan. In Kiddushin, but both Kiddushin cases. In one case, we're trying to figure out whether you look to the Rabbanan or Daraisa when it comes to a Shavapruta. You need a Shavapruta for Kiddushin. That's a Din Daraisa. If you have a Shavapruta Daraisa, but it's not a Shavapruta Midrabbanan, right, what's the story? That's one question. The second question is, you need Edim, you need the presence of Edim for Kiddushin. That's a Din Midaraisa. And the question is, do we care whether the Edim are Ksherim in HaTorah, but psulim midrabanan, or do they have tafkar excluded if they're psulim min haTorah? It's exactly the exact same parallel question, right? Namely, do we care about the fact of psul, or do we care about the origin and the status of the psul? So the Ritva says, why is it? There happens to be a debate about both of these points. We already saw the Ritva and Rashi about Mekadesh b'Isurei Hanah d'Rabbanan. There's also debate about Mekadesh b'Fnei P'sulei Eidos d'Rabbanan, whether we're choshesh for the Kiddushin or not. But the Rashba and the Ritva are of the opinion that when it comes to Isurei Hanah, ein choshesh l'Kiddushin. And when it comes to P'sulei Eidos d'Rabbanan, right, they're choshesh l'Kiddushin. The question is why? So the Ritva says, Dabar Pashut, simple. Simple. In the case of Isurei Hanah, we're dealing with money. And money or value is a pragmatic category. You have to be able to get something for it. If you have abstract money, I'm not sure what Bitcoin is, right? But money in the abstract is not money. Money has to be able, you know, to buy something. That's that buying power, pragmatic buying power. But psule edus, that's a formal requirement, the presence of the edim, right? So are they edim? Do they have a shame aid? Min haTorah, they do. The didra button didn't take away their shame aid. It just said, to use our language of the Gemara here, in Korban, right, it's just, you know, afku rabbanon. The rabbanon will use them, according to the Rashba. Not even that much. So that's the difference of the Ritva. So the Ritva says, so now the Ritva is essentially asking, what is Korban Shvua Ta'edus likened to? What is it comparable to? Is it like Psuleidus, Mekadesh Bifnei Psuleidus Drabanan? Or is it like Mekadesh Bisurana Drabanan? So he says, Gufa, that seems to be the argument between Rav Papa. He's not bothered by Rav Papa. He doesn't come up with the Chidushim of the Rashba. That seems to be the argument between Rav Papa and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is saying, says the Ritva, that Psule Eidos Drabanan and Korban Shvuas Eidos are like Isurei Hanah Drabanan and Kiddushin. Namely, they are held to a pragmatic standard. And right? But Papa will tell you that that shouldn't be the case, that they should be treated like Mekadesh Bifnei Psule Eidos Drabanan. So that's the big debate. And Tosis weighs in on this debate too, because Tosis here says something quite interesting. V'Rabanan hu depaslu, referring to Rav Papa, bottom Tosis on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Tosis says, Hafagav de Amr lekaman, Hako modin be'ed misa, the chayiv, mishum drabanan achshiruha, vazinu basan drabanan. Tosis is asking the following question. Later on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, probably the next Gemara that we're going to learn, because we pretty much did the in-betweens, the Gemara says, and we've talked about it already, that there is a chi of korban shuas edus in the case of edus isha, edachad b'misa sabal. Right? The halacha is that one aid can establish, right, that that somebody, you know, died to be matir, you know, anaguna. Right? And the Gemara says about that case on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, you know, there are consequences with regard to the ksuva. So let's say you have the Seid Echad B'Misa Sabal. He knows, right? And you subpoena him, or equivalent to that. You demand that he come to court and testify about what he knows. Let's say she, the wife, she wants to collect her ksuva. She also wants to go free, right? She wants to be able to continue with her life. So she says to this Seid Echad, I demand that you come to court and tell what you know. And he lies. He says, I don't know anything. Right? And then he gloy milsa that he lied. So the Gemara says that that individual will be chayiv a korban shuas edus. That's a chayiv korban shuas edus. Now, there happens to be a massive argument in the Rishonim, in terms of reading probably machlokas and Gemaras already, and then a machlokas how to read certain Gemaras and how to paskin, whether eid echad b'misa sabal is effective doraisa or midrabanan. The Balei Tosis, l'shitasam, all think that this is a dindrabanan. Isha daiko minseva, they usually say, sometimes they say other things. Rashi also in Shabbos thinks it's a kind of afkin rabanan, the kedushinay, but basically it's only dindrabanan. And then there are others, this is a big debate what the Rambam holds, who thinks that this is a dindaraisa. The Yachob and Misa Sabal is a din d'oraisa. In any case, Tosis here is assuming what they assume all through Shas, and that is eid echad b'misa sabal is effective. We believe them, even though it's only a din d'rabanan. Says Tosis, how could it be that korban shuas eidos? You see from that Gemara, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, that you'll bring a korban shuas eidos when the nemanus of the eid is only d'rabanan. That means that in asking this same question that we're dealing with now, which is, do you look at things on a d'oraisa level or on a d'rabanan level, right? So it seems like we don't care that it's d'rabanan. We seem to care that it is effective. If that's the case, then how can Rav Papa tell us that Mesachik Bekuvia, right, is going to have a chiyuv korban shuas eidos because midaraisa mechsichazi, even though midrabanan it's loroi mimanashak. Well, what does korban shuas eidos depend on? Does it depend on the pragmatic element, irrespective of whether the din comes from midaraisa or drabanan, or does it depend on the formal darai? Like, you know, if we were all, you know, back several, you know, hundreds of years, you know, before they made these drabanans, in the time of the Mikra, right? The Tosa says it's a stira. On the one hand, Rav Papa is saying that Masaki Pekuvia depends on the Dorasa, even though it doesn't work. On the other hand, when it comes to Eidecha B'Misa Sabal, we're saying even though it's drabanan, since it works, that suppression is a lie which triggers chiyuv. So that's Tosa's question. That's what these words mean. Afagav damar lekamana komodim beid misa dechayiv mishum derabanan achshiruah. The Gemara doesn't say it's chayiv mishum derabanan achshiruah. That's Tosas' words, because Tosas thinks it's a din drabanan. Okay. The azlinan basa drabanan, right? So we see that we go by the, we don't care. We're not standing on ceremony of what's daraisa, what's drabanan. We're looking to see, is this silence, right, pragmatically consequential, financially consequential, or not? And in the case of Enacha ben Misa Sabal, it is. Because if he had come forward, she would have collected her ksuva. And his refusal to come forward jeopardizes her collection of the ksuva. Right? And yet here, we're saying that, you know, there's a chi of Korban Shuas Eidus from Sachem Bekuvia, even though his silence is inconsequential. Says Tosis, Basar Travayu Azlinan Lechaibo. The Hasam Kimin de Madra Banan Mo LSA do so, Hariesh Khan Hefsid Mamam Bameshalo Haid. Bahach Afagav de Madra Banan Lo Mahani do so, Midi Kimin de Midoraisa Mahani Machayev. Tosas came up with an interesting compromise. Tosas says, either or, there are two ways you can be Chayev Korban Shuas Eidos. Till now we've seen the emphasis is either on one or the other. Right? And that affects how Rishonim see our Papa. How Rishonim see Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, right? Tosa says, no, there are two dinim. You can be chayv korban shuas eidos on paper, formally, on the level of daraisa, or you can be chayv korban shuas eidos whenever your silence is consequential. Inconsequential silence when your formal shame aid is mechayev, and consequential silence is mechayev even when you're not a shemei doraisa. Two dinim. Okay. So this whole question, may very well also be the shakla v'tarya of the Gemara in Masechet Yoma. So now look again to page 4. This is what I was talking about last time, but it's a complicated Gemara, so I just want you to see it inside. So if you look here on page 4, this is number 7. Talmud Bavli Masechet Yoma Ein Gimel Amud Beis to Ein Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay, everybody knows this because this is the, you know, this is the popular part of Masechet Yoma, right? What? Yeah. Yeah, the first page of the, which is really page 4 though, of the continuation from last whatever. So the Mishnah says like this: Yom Kippurim, right? Asur b'achila b'shtiyah b'rachitza b'sicha b'nilas asandal, right? Yom Kippur. These are the things you cannot do. The first on the list is achila, but the Mishnah uses the language asur, right? Prohibition. Says the Gemara, line 13: Asur, right? Ever, you know, vigilant. You know, from a literary point of view, the Gemara says, like, asur is not the right word to use here. Anishkarisu, not just forbidden, it's chayiv, there's an onish, right? So the Gemara says, Amrab ila bitamer, Rab Yirmiya, lenitzcha lechatzi shir. What we're talking about is a case where you eat less than the shir, so there's no karis, but it is still asur. So the Gemara says, Hendi chalaman damar chatzi shir asur min haTorah. That's if you hold chatzi shir, let's say less than a zayis. Here it's less than a koseves hagasa. Yom Kippur has different shirim. So then, fine. If chatzi shir is asur min haTorah, so then, understandably, there can be asur without chayiv. Elaman amar chatzi shir mutar min haTorah, but if chatzi shir is permitted, right, so it's either going to be chiv kares or zero. So, Michael, how are you going to read the Mishnah, which says asur? The itmar chatzis shir of Yochanan Amar Asur Minat Torah, Rish Lakish Amar Mutar Minat Torah. Fine. So what we're repeating, this the Gemara is repeating it. Henichal Rabbi Yochanan, that it's Asur Minat Torah. You can read the Mishnah. El Rish Lakish Ma'ikel Meimar. So the Gemara says, Mod Rish Lakish Asur Midrabanan. Okay, it isn't Asur Minat Torah, but it is Asur Midrabanan. That's still the word Asur, and Isur Drabanan is a very serious matter, right? Says the Gemara. But then you shouldn't be subject to a korban shua. What does that mean? So the Gemara clarifies. Alama tnan. It should say alama. I don't know why in all the in there. I've seen some texts, some printed texts of the Gemara where it's has a lama with a hay, which is the right, I think the right thing. For some reason, both of them have with an aleph here, which is alma. I'm not sure why. But whatever. A lama tanan. Shvua shelo ochal. Guy takes a shvua and he says, shvua shelo ochal, I will not eat. Right? And he violates this shvua, but he violates it by eating isurim. Right? V'ochal nevelus trefos. Shkatzer masin. So the Tanakhama here says chayiv, and Rab Shimon says potter. So the Havina ba my chayiv. Why do they say chayiv? Mujbab yomei me'ar Sinaihi. Who? You're not allowed to. You know, you. It's true that you violated your shavua because you said shavua shala ochal and you ate nevela, but. It, the rule in Shua is that you have to violate the chi of Shua has to be something that is neutral, right? If it's something that is already asur or obligatory, that's called mujbav yomed mehar Sinai. So the Gemara says, if you eat nevelus and trefos, you don't violate the Shua because you violated the nevelus and trefos, right? Says the Gemara of Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan Damri, Bekol Advarim Amutarim Bemadvarim Asurim. Let's say you didn't just say that you're going to, that you're not going to eat the Velus Trefos, because then that would be Nijba Labatel Asamitza, it wouldn't be, it would be Mujba Viomed, it wouldn't be in a Davar HaRashos. Let's say you were Kol Advarim Asurim, Kol Advarim Amutarim, Im Dvarim Asurim. That's one answer that doesn't concern us right now. Reish Lakish Amar, Iya Tamotzi, Ela B'Mefarish, Chatzi Shir, Vali B'Dra Abano. O, B'Stam, Vali B'Dra B'Yekiva. The Amar, the Moser Atman, V'Kol Shu. The case is a case where the guy is Mefarish, Chatzi Shir. And he eats Chatzi Shir. So that's not Osir Min HaTorah. Right? And therefore it can be a violation of the Shavuah. So the Gemara says, "V'chiteima kivlis leheter min haTorah." Oh, so the Gemara is saying, but if you hold like, what's the question? If you hold like Reish Lakish, that Chatzi Shir is Asur midrabanan Reish Lakish, right? Rabbi Yochanan says Chatzi Shir is Asur midrabanan. If you hold Chatzi Shir is Asur midrabanan, it's still mujba v'yomed, huh? That's why you said Minatorah, because it's hard to follow this Gemara. Well, what? So then the Gemara says, V'chiteima, kiven de isle heter Minatorah, kachayel korban shua. Lest you say, what kind of question is this? Reish Lakish only said that Chatzi Shir is Asur Midrabanan. So if it's only Asur Midrabanan, then on the Torah level, on the level of Daraisa, it's a Dvar Heter. But still it's a violation of the Shua. So that's the problem. How, why would you assume that an Isur Drabanan is Mujba V'Yomed when it comes to a Shua Daraisa? So the Gemara says, V'hatnan, Shua Sa'edus Eden Haggis Elibirui Lahai. They quote our Mishnah, right? That Shua Sa'edus applies only to Rui Lahai. V'avinam Balamutemai. And the Gemara says, like, what does that exclude? Rav Papa says Lemutei Melech. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says Lemutei Besachei Bekuvia. From Besachei Bekuvia, Midoraisa Mitzechazi Rabbananu De Pasluah. For Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, we see that the fact that something is pasul midrabanan, it's still treated as if it was pasul minatorah, because we're saying that even though it's only pasul midrabanan, there's no korban shvuas ha'edus because it's pasul. So huadin, right? If Chatzi Shir is asur midrabanan, then if you eat the Chatzi Shir of the nevela, it's mujba v'yomed. Hi, it's only drabanan. Apparently, we don't care that something is drabanan. We care that it's asur. We don't care that mesachek b'kuvya is pasul eidus midrabanan. We care that it's pasul, right? Finally, the Gemara says, "Shaini hasam damar kra im lo yagid." Meaning that when it comes to Korban Shavuot, it's a special din. Meaning there we care about consequences, there we care about the shemaid, and the shemaid is more vulnerable. You have to look at the Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Hanan, the Rashi, some of the other, the Iri, some of the other Rishonim here and in Shavuos to try to figure out what is the Gemara's answer. But the point I want to make is that before the Gemara gave its final answer, the Gemara was comparing Mesachik Bekuvya, right, and the din of Chatzishir Osir Midrabanan having effect on the status of Mujba V'Omeid Mehar Sinai. So what's fascinating is if you look at Rashi, which we happen to just have here, right, the next piece, 26, V'alim Rabbi Kiva D'Amar B'Nasachat Shavuos Adam Nishba Shalochol Stam Osra Atzma V'chol Shehu Achitnat Shua Shalochal V'achol Kol Shehu Rabbi Kiva B'chai V'chom Potri. Okay. And he says, Rab Shimon Latame Domer Kol Shehu Nami Mujba Misinaihu. That even if it's less than a shear, if it's nevela, you're not allowed to eat it, and it's Mujba Misinai, and therefore he can't violate the Shua. The Tanya Vasakas Makos, Rab Shimon Omer Kol Shehu Makos, Flomer Kos Kazai Salinian Korban. He's explaining the Shakavatari, the question of the Gemara. If Reish Lakish really holds, not that Chatzishir is mutter against Rabbi Yochanan, but that it's only Osir Bedrabanan, but it is Osir Bedrabanan. Heichi mukil loha the Tani Chayev ba'ochel Chatzishir. How could you say that the case of Chatzishir is not a case of Mujba V'Yome? After all, it's Osir Bedrabanan. And then Rashi adds, for good measure, this is the key line, V'harei af alav mujba, mishum lav delo sasur. Ah, that's a remarkable Rashi. Okay? So Rashi basically was troubled by the whole Shakavatari of the Gemara. Again, the reason that you added the word daraisa is because it doesn't read well. Right? You just, the V'chitema of the Gemara is far more compelling than the Shakavatari of the Gemara before the and after the V'chitema. You just keep scratching your head, like, what is the Gemara even thinking that Chatzishir Asar Midrabanan is Mujba V'Omeid Mehar Sinai? So Rashi, trying to bridge that gap, says that it refers to the din of Osasar. Right? What is Osasar? Osasar is a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, in the Parsha of Supreme Court of the Jewish people, ki pali mimcha davar, right? Ben dam ladam, ben din ladin, right? Ben nega lenaga, divrei ribos b'sharecha, v'kam tavi alisa lamakom, right? You go up, you seek out the bezdin hagadol, which is sitting belishchas hagazis. They're the Supreme Court of the Jewish people. So if it's ki pali mimcha davar, if you have questions that can't be satisfied or answered or decided upon anywhere else, that's where you go, right? To the Supreme Court of the Jewish people, Bezna Gadol, right? Moshe b'makom, you know, Shivam v'yachad, right? Parshas Yisro coming up, right? So, So the point is, I'll try to stay on course, you know, not get too inspired or carried away. But the point is that the Torah then says that, you know, you ask the B'kamta V'ali Salamakom, you ask these members of the Bezna Gadol, right? And then what you're supposed to do is, Lo Sasur Min Adavar Asher Agidu Lecha Yemin Usmal. Right? You're supposed to listen to them, believe it or not. Right? You're just supposed to rely on the halachic authority of the Chachamim, of the Bezna Gadol. The Chinuch says that this applies to Chachmei Yisrael B'chol Dor V'dor. Of course, it applies, and it's clearer who they are when they're members of the Bezdin Haggadah. But the Yisod, the principle, is something that continues to apply. And Chazal say, Al Yimin Shu, small, Al Smol Shu Yimin. Even if you think, the way the Ramban understands it, even if you're convinced that they're wrong, right, you should rely on them. This is also the parsha, of course, of Zakein Mamre, right? The Zakein Mamre, who refuses to acquiesce. Zakein Mamre is allowed to put up a lively, you know, a struggle. It's probably his duty as a man of conscience who believes that he has, you know, insight into Dvar Hashem, into the halacha. And, you know, initially, a zakein who's fighting for his position, frankly, even if he wants to continue to fight for his position in the Beis Medrash and to, you know, win the battle and convince, you know, the voters, let's say, on Bezin HaGadol, he has a right to continue to wage the campaign. But of course, he doesn't have the right to paskin actively and encourage others to paskin actively against the Bezin HaGadol. And if he does that, Shelo Yikishtei Toros, right, he fragments the authority of the Jewish people. And, you know, some people see him as a tragic figure because he's a man of conscience. And, you know, in the end of the day, we have to, you know, stamp out that opposition for the sake of unity. But my own view is that, and I think this is clearly what the halacha has in mind, is that at a certain point, if a person, he doesn't continue the good fight in the Beis Medrash, but he refuses, again, to acquiesce to what the, you know, system itself demands of him, then in the end of the day, he reveals himself to be an egomaniac and somebody who really isn't out for the, you know, for the system. He's not, you know, an idealistic, you know, principled, you know, crusader for the truth. Because part of being a principled crusader for the truth is to understand that the system itself requires of you a certain protocol. So at a certain point, you know, however he starts off, and this can happen to people sometimes, you know, comes about his own ego, and he's a danger to the system, and we don't look at him admirably at that point anymore. So that's the din of lo sasur. Part of the din of lo sasur, says the Gemara, is that you have to listen to the chachamim when they paskin, but it also is that you have to listen to the chachamim when they legislate, when they create drabanans. The question is that nasmachta, or is that a real limud? In other words, is it really true that following drabanans, or not violating drabanans, is protected by the daraisa of lo sasur? And if that's true, then what really is the line between Doraisas and Drabanan? And that's a massive topic. We're not going to get into it, but we'll, it touches on this whole question of Misach HaMakuvia and Yisurin or Drabanan. According to, it's interesting that one of the Shoel in one of the Tshuvas HaRashba, who was of the opinion that Mekadesh Bifnei Psulei Edus Drabanan Ein Choshishin LeKidushin, right? Not the way the Ritva makes the distinction in Paskins, but he says, no, even if it's only Mesachim Bekuvya, and you're Mekadesh Bifneihem, right, Ein Choshen LeKedusha, right, we don't care that it's only Drabanan, you don't even need a get. So the Shoel, when he asks this question, you know, or why it shouldn't be that way, says, after all, there's a Din of Lo Sasur. I mean, people, Rishonim already, use Lo Sasur, right, to highlight that the line between Daraisas and Drabanans is not as clear-cut as you may think it is. Now, no one says Lo Sasur when they speak about the Rabos of Shalrashi, you know, who we've spoken about many times, in Ksuvis and other things. Rabos of Shalrashi, as you know, were the ones who said that Kiddushei Kesef were only Drabanan, even though it seems like if you're Mekadesh B'Kiddushei Kesef, right, that the Kiddushin is Chal Doraisa, even though the Kinyan is only Drabana. They also said, right, especially in the version that we have, in the Bnei Gershom and Bava Basra and quoted by Rashi in a few places, that once the Chachamim decide that a Doraisa no longer applies, or say at least Kiddushin Bia no longer applies, you don't even need a get. So Rabos of Shorashi also seem to have very high regard for, you know, the status of Drabanans in both directions. You could also distinguish Drabanans having a Daraisa effect and the ability of the Drabanan to cancel certain Dinim Daraisa. Unless you say it's limited to Ishus and very specific. The whole issue is, you know, the whole topic of whether somebody who is a Mechui of Drabanan can be Motzi a Mechui of Daraisa. That's a whole topic in the Halacha. Let's say somebody ate a kezias, let's say, and you need a kebetza in order to be chayav, let's say, birchas hamazon. So can the kezias person be motzi, the kebetza person, or something like that? What about a katan and a gadol? That's Rashi's, Rashi in Brachos has a famous line, where he says, don't ask me questions from Katan and Gadol, because a Katan's chiyuv chinuch isn't really his chiyuv. Right? It's really the father's chiyuv. That's the famous Rashi. But it's addressing that question. Rashi on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and Rashi on Mem Ches and Brachos. A whole discussion. So here too, this is a part of the discussion. So the Gemara says a bit so this Rashi, by bringing in Lo Sasser, in these Gemaras, in the Gemara about Pesach and Bekuvia, in the Gemara about Chatzishir Osir Midrabanan being Mujba V'Yomid, is touching on this problem. And really, it's known in the broader, world of halachic literacy, I guess, as the famous argument between the Rambam and the Ramban. Because the Rambam, in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Aleph, and in Sefer Mitzvot, in Shorash Aleph, seems to say that Drabbanans are all come under the rubric, Midoraisa, of Lo Sasser. That you violate a Drabbanan, you will trigger, I'm saying it my way, I'll explain in a minute, very briefly, you trigger Lo Sasser. And the Ramban, in Shorash Aleph, very, very long, very celebrated passage, says that cannot be. The connection between Lo Sasser and Drabbanans, as we'll see in the Gemara and Brachos, is only meant to be an asmachta. It's not a real din. It's only a device. It's really not the source. Because otherwise, he says, you've completely obliterated the lines between Doraisas and Drabbanans, and you just can no longer explain things like Sveika Drabbanan Lekula, Sveika Doraisa Lechumra, other distinctions between Doraisas and Drabbanans. Where does it all end? So there are many, many suggestions that have been made to answer those questions. I'll just give you a quick one of mine in a second. But I just want to point out that a lot of this has to do with reading the Gemara and Brachos, and that Rashi, in Yoma that we just read, about Chatzishir Drabbanan and the link to Mesachik Bekuvia, is simply Lishitasa. The Gemara says in Brachos, you have it here, line 35, Toshma, this is the famous Gemara. Gadol kovod abrios, shedo chalos aseh shebetorah. Gemara says that kovod abrios is of such consequence that it justifies violating a law ben Torah. Okay, kovod abrios, very important idea. Bamai, says the Gemara, as important as kovod abrios is, and it is, lema ein chachma ein tvuna. In Eitzel and Neged Hashem, we have this principle that when it comes to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Ein Cholkin Kavod LaRav, certainly Ein Cholkin Kavod LaBrios. So if the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, wants something, how do we know what he wants? The answer is Ratzal Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos is Yisrael. Lefikach Yirbur Lem Torah Mitzvos. We have Essen, we have Lavin. These are the things that he wants, right? So Ein Chachma ve'Ein Tvuna. So what do you mean you're violating Lo Sasei Shebetar Mishum Kavod Abrios? Tirgama Rav Shava, Kamed Rav Kana, Falav de Lo Sasser. So the Gemara says, no. We're not talking about any old, or any Lo Sasei, or typical Lo Sasei. We're specifically referring to the Lo Sasei of Lo Sasser. That's the one which you can violate Mishum Kavod Abrios, says the Gemara. Achikuale, they mocked him. Right? Lav de los osur deraisahi. Who cares whether it's this lav or that lav? The same principle applies. I mean, a lav is a lav. Ein chachma vein tuna vein etza keneged Hashem. What difference does it make whether it's the lav of los osur or it's the lav of, 100 other lav? Oh. Says the Gemara, Amrav Kahana, Gav Rabba Amar Milsa. Number one, if an intelligent man, if a man with a reputation says something, don't be so quick to dismiss it and to be irreverent about it, right? Maybe there's something to it. What's the something to it here? Kol mili drabanan asmechinu alav de los osur, umishum kvodo sharu rabana. So these are the mysterious words. These words can be interpreted in two very different ways. So the way the Ramban understood these words is the people said, listen, what do you mean Alosa say of the Torah is nidcha mishum kavod abrios, impossible. Ein chachma, ein etza, ein tuna. What we really mean is not that an authentic lav is violated, because losas is like any other lav in the Torah. It's not any less, right? Rather, what we mean is that the dinim d'rabbanan, which were connected as an asmachta to losasur, it's not a real source, it's a mnemonic device, right? So the dinim d'rabbanan are nidcha mishum kavod abrios. That's all we mean. We're just using losasur because losasur is a convenient way to coalesce, right, the dinim d'rabbanan. So this Gemara is very innocuous. That's how the Ramban reads the Gemara. But if you look at Rashi, that's not how Rashi read the Gemara. It's clearly not how the Rambam read the Gemara. Rashi says, Achiko ale, inu savur, afilo omer lo dvar Torah, vihu ome bipnei hakavod, yavur alav, vahainami doraisahu. Right? This is also doraisa. So, like, what's the difference? Says Rashi. Next. Kol mili drabana. Vahoki kamalu. This is what he said. This is what he meant. Davar shehumi divrei sofrim, a drabanan is nidche mepnei kavod abrios. Right? In the context of violating kavod abrios, you don't have to follow the din drabanan. The karile losase, the reason it's called in the Gemara losase is mishum d'chsiv losasar. Because, basically, this din drabanan is protected by losasar. Authentically. Then you should ask, it's a daraisa. The answer is rabbanon achluhu liakrayu lavar al divrayim hechidik akav rabrios. Kagon letalta b'shabbos avonim shabesakise lekinuach o mishan ifsakatzitzis talisa b'karmelis lo tzrichol aniach talisa sham velikarnis lebeso arom. So what is Rashi saying? Really, every did rabbanon is authentically, right, based on, or the authority of it is based on losasar. However, the drabanan, right, which is protected by losasar, itself has a, you know, heimamru veheimamru built in, and the heimamru veheimamru here is yakrayu, right, to kavod abrios. The Chachamim never said these dinim, right, at the expense of kavod abrios. So you don't violate losasur because there's no violation of losasur because the Chachamim never set it up under these conditions. Which, by the way, is exactly what some people say about the safek thing. The Ramban in the Shirashim, when he asks this question, gets around and says, I know you're going to probably tell me something like that, you know, sveik drabana lekula is a din vadai. And that what means is that the chachamim only enacted their takanos, right, in a situation of vadai. In a situation of safek, they vadai were not metake. If you say that, then it answers the question, right? Because you only violate losasur, right, when there's a safek or a vadai, not when there's a vadai heter. Okay, says Ramban, I don't think that's true. I don't think that's a pshat in Sveik and Rabban Lakula. The Chiddush Aran in Sanhedrin makes a stab at this. The Maria Buav in Masachet Beitza says that this is really 2 days of the Gemara. Very fascinating, Maria Buav. The Gemara in Beitza discusses Gimel Beitza Dalon Amin Aleph whether the din of Dover Sheish Lamatirin applies. We have a rule. Dover Sheish Lamatirin Afil Elef Lo Batel, right? Meaning normally we say Azlina Basa Rov. They go by the majority. So let's say you have a taroves of some sort. You have a mixture, and let's say the rove is heter, big rove. And the miut is iser. What we say is davar sheish lamatirin afil be'elef lamata. Even if it's 1,000 to 1 odds, if all you, let's just say according to most Rishonim, like Rashi, all you need to do is wait it out. Like let's say a muktzah or something. And wait a few hours till Shabbos is over. Wait a few hours till Yontav is over. That's called Davar Sheish L'Matir. Something which will be mutter by itself. Right? Don't rely on Rov. Wait it out. Right? Knows why imply, why invoke a halachic decision, right, misafek, when you can wait a little bit and vadai, you know, not have any problems. That's a din. So the Gemara in Beitza seems to suggest, Ravashi, the sugya there, that we'll apply the same rule, Davar Sheish L'Matirin, to Sveika Drabanan Lekula. Let's say you have a Safek Drabanan, I normally would say Lekula. Right? But let's say it's a Davar Sheish L'Matirin, Muktza. So will you say still Sveika Drabanan Lekula? So Ravashi says, we apply the din Davar Sheish L'Matirin there too. But earlier in the Gemara, it seems like not. So the Ma'ari Abuav says, what's the argument? The argument is whether Sveika Drabanan Lekula is a din vadai or a din safek. Because if it's a din safek, if it remains a safek, but that we're machria Lekula, because the stakes are only Drabanan, then you should still apply the din of Davar Sheish L'Matirin. Because why get involved in the whole thing when all you need is a little bit of patience and you wouldn't have any safek at all? Right? Why take a risk? Why take a halachic risk? On the other hand, if the idea is that Sveika Drabanan Lekula is a din vadai, meaning whenever there's a suffix, the Chachamim weren't metakein, so then there's no din of, you know, it's not a question of, you know, playing it safe, taking a risk, waiting it out. What do you mean waiting it out? It's mutter. So that's the Ma'ari Abuav. Anyways, the point is that's the way many explain this. Anyway, the Rashi, who explains like the Rambam, that Lasasar really applies, authentically, is the makar of Drabanans. I think that's why he's invoking it in Yoma, to explain that Misachim Bekuvia, you know, Chatzishir according to Reish Lakish is also Midrabanan. They may only be Drabanan, but they're captured by Lasasar. They're really Daraisas. So what do you do with the Ramban's question if you don't give that other answer? So I think, you know, there are all sorts of, there's a huge literature on this. I think the answer is very simple, myself. I'll tell you what the Rav said first, and then I'll just tell you what I'm saying, and then we'll leave it at that. And then we'll talk about Melech. So the Rav thought that the answer was that Lo Sasur, I think some other Achronim say this also, it could be that, I'm not 100% sure, I have to look at it again. I think Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has something called Kuntras Divrei Sofrim, says something very similar to this. That maybe Lo Sasur is a particular kind of Iser. The fact that it's in the context of the Parsha of Zakein Mamre, and so on, may establish that Lo Sasur is a din in Mered. It's a rebellious kind of an Iser. And remember, the Rambam speaks about it in Hilchos Mamrim. Hilchos Mamrim is all about authority. Authority and merit. Well, so the Rav thought that if that's the case, so that could explain some of the discrepancies between Daraisas and Drabanans, even according to the Rambam, who holds that Lo Sasur is the authentic basis, right, for these Isur. Because the point is, if I'm only going to do them, right, Besafek, right, or B'mokom Kovod Abrios, right, then it's not an act of merit. If it was really an act of merit, right, then I would just violate them. I'm not talking about the need to violate Lahachis. That's what some Achronim say also. Right, they say, oh, the only violate Lasasur Drabanans, right, when you do it Lahachis. But when you do it L'Teyavon, and we do it, you know, because you're being dismissive and it's a matter of principle. But if it's out of weakness, you know, then that's never Lasasur. The Rav wasn't saying that. The Rav was saying that really, whenever you violate Lasasur. But if it's conditioned, if there are circumstances, then the circumstances work on Lo Sasur because they take away the merit. Right? I'm only doing this, right, because there's a doubt. I wouldn't otherwise. right? Or Kavanah Brios, I say, and so on. I thought it a little bit differently, and that is that I don't think the question itself gets off the ground. In other words, the Ramban, who asked all these questions, really projected a certain extreme in his understanding of the Rambam. He understood the Rambam to be saying that the differences between Daraisas and Drabbanans are indistinguishable, right? And that every Drabbanan, right, because you violate Lo Sasur, is a Daraisa. Okay. But the Rambam never said that. What the Rambam seemed to meant was that every Drabbanan, as a Drabbanan, is protected or comes under the rubric of Lo Sasur and triggers a Lo Sasur. A way to say it is, the Maisa Avera, the Chetza Shal Iser, fully remains Drabbanan. There's nothing about the Maisa Avera or the Chetza Shal Iser that is Daraisa. Lo Sasur is an Iser Klali for a person, for a Gavra, who violates a Drabbanan. So what always happens is, it's a two-step process. First you have to violate the Drabbanan, and that's assessed by the Din Drabbanan, and by Dine Drabbanan, by the laws of rabbinic enactments. Once it's been established that according to the rules of Drabbanan, right, which have their own dynamic, right, that you have violated, then that triggers a Lo Sasur as well. But, of course, no one ever said that the Maisa Be'er or the Chafta Shalisur of Drabbanan is Lo Sasur, right? And therefore, if the din is Sveikin Drabbanan Lekula, or if the din is that Kavra Brios is Doche Drabbanans, then even without saying that it's, even if it's not Midin Vada, let's say it's Midin Safek, you haven't violated the Drabbanan, and therefore you don't violate Lo Sasur. Anyways, once again, the point is that Mesachik Bekuvya, Isuria Na Drabbanan, Bekadish Befnei Psuleidus Drabbanan, Chatzishir Drabbanan, of course, being motzi people who drabbanans daraisas, canceling dinim daraisa, upgrading dinim drabbanan to a possible situation where they're effective in daraisas, and more are part of the story, this big story of the relationship between drabbanans and daraisas. Okay. That's fine. That's good enough for that. Now, let's speak about Melech. So, Mesachet Bekuvya had its own challenge. The problem of Melech, actually, is almost the opposite direction. The problem of Mesachet Bekuvya is to figure out the Mekudas HaMaklokas between Rav Papa and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, because if Korban Shavuos Eidus requires a pragmatic loss, then, as we said, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov seems to be, you know, correct. And if we look at it as a violation of a Shavua Daraisa for a Gavra aid, then Rav Papa seems to be correct. But the problem with Melech is to figure out just what's going on at all. Right? The Gemara says, you know, the Mandam are Melech, Avon Masachet Bekuvya, Midaraisa Mesichazi, Midrabanan Dafgur. In other words, Melech is a problem. There's not going to be Korban Shavua Seidus. But, you know, but Masachet Bekuvya, no. So forget about Masachet Bekuvya, but why is it so obvious that Melech is a problem? I mean, you did need a Havamina. I mean, you did need, a line in the Mishnah to tell you that there's no Korban Shavuos Eidus by Melech. Right? But then you wonder, like, why isn't there actually? Right? Oh. So, in the Gemara, it's very unclear. And if you look at the background of all of this, there are some questions that are raised here. So what is the background? So skip down just for a minute to number 32 or 33. The Gemara in Sanhedrin did Chesam and Aleph. This is a Mishnah. The Mishnah says there, HaMelech lo don v'lo don in oso, lo mein v'lo mein din oso. The Mishnah says that a Melech, right, cannot judge, be judged, meaning he can't be a defendant. Right? Lo me'id, he can't testify. And lo me'id in oso, you can't testify against him. Okay. So the Gemara says, O Rav Yosef, this is line 37, Lo shanu ala malcha Yisrael. Doesn't say what. What do you mean, Lo shanu? Lo shanu what? Definitely the dun v'dunin. Also the me'id u me'idin? Okay, we'll see in a minute. Lo shana la malchi Yisrael, avo malchi beis David, dan v'danin osa. Again, what about meinu meidin osa? Tichsiv, beis David, komar Hashem dina levaker mishpat. Okay, so we associate mishpat with beis David. Ilo daininam lei, if he can't be a defendant, then inhu echidaini. If he's mufka from being a defendant, he can't be a judge. Why? Haksiv is koshu v'koshu. Amar Shlakish, kashet atzmecha, achar kach kashet acherim. Right? In other words, you have to, if you're not part of the system in one way, right? If you can't be a good defendant, you can't be a good judge. Fine. So, that means that definitely, Malchei Beis David, which really means Minat Torah, Melech, can be done, and it can be done in Oso. Ela Malchei Yisrael, my time alone. So why does the Mishnah say Malchei Yisrael are excluded? So the Gemara says it's all from a practical, you know, story that took place, right? Mishumaisa Shahaya, Avdei Diyanei Malk, we've talked about this before because it came up for a few other reasons in our discussions. Avdei Diyanei Malka Kotel Nafsha, right? Diana is a servant killed somebody, and therefore, basically, he was put on trial. When he was put on trial, so his master is also part of the proceeding, just like Shor Niskal, right? The Baldavar is also the owner. That's a tricky thing, whether it's exactly the same as Shor Niskal or some differences. Not for now. Omer Lushim ben Shantach Lachachamim. Shim ben Shantach Lachachamim. Tnu einechem bo, v'nidonenu. Like, just because he's the king doesn't mean, you know, we shouldn't pull him into court and treat him like any other defendant. Shol chulei, right, avdecha katal nafsha. So they sent him a subpoena or whatever. They said, listen, your eved killed somebody, you know, and we expect to see you in court, Mr. King. Right, shodre lehu. Shol chulei, right, ta'ant nami lahacha. The who had bebal of Amar Torah, Yavo Bal Shor, the Yamod Al Shoro with the paradigm of Shor Niskal. So you know the Eved is on trial. That means the Adon of the Eved is on trial, right? Also the Yosef. So okay, I mean you can just see what's going on here, right? You know it's all happening in you know in little you know bursts and you know. Yanai is obviously, you know, getting angrier and angrier. So Asav Yosef, you know, he came and he, you know, he plopped down, I guess, in the, you know, the front seat there. Amalei Shim Ben Shetach, Yanai Amelach, right? Yanai Amelach, you know, the way he said it. Amod al Raglecha v'yaidubach, right? The Baldover is supposed to stand up in court, right? V'lo lefaneinu ata omeid, he was like really twisting the knife here. Ela lefnei misha amar var, but he wasn't. Lefnei misha amar var ya olamata omeid. Right? That's also a fascinating thing, because this implies that the reason Baal Din stands is because he's in the presence of the Shekhinah, right? Either through, by means of the Dayanim, or the Bezin itself, whatever it is. That's a big issue in the Chachmei Ashkenaz thought about Amida of Aydim and Dayanim in general, that's based on that. Okay. Shenemar v'amdushnei nashim asher lahem ariv, right? The gom. Amar lo, lo kishatomar ata, ela kama sheyomru chavei recha. So at this point, Yanai said, you know, like, not what you're saying, but maybe we should like poll your colleagues, Shimon ben Shetach, right? So nifnili mino kavshu pnei bakarka. Everybody started looking down the ground. Nifnas like you know New York subway, I guess. Nifnili smolo, right? Vekavshu pnei bakarka. Amalein shim ben shatach bale machshavos atem yavo bal machshavos vifara mikem. Right. So he was very, I guess, stern with them. Miad bo Gavriel v'chavtan bekarka umesu. Okay, so obviously this whole episode wasn't such a pleasant experience, and I guess there was a little bit of Musar Haskel there as well. And as much as we admire Rashi ben Shattach, right? So in the end of the day, Ba'osa Sha'amru, you know, Melech Ladon V'Ladon In Oso, Lo Mei V'Lo Mi'id In Oso. So why only Malchei Yisrael? Because it happened with Malchei Yisrael somehow. A difference is a fundamental difference between Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Beis David, or is it Beis Dino Levaker Mishpat? That's a Din Daraisa. So because we're more Machmir that, you know, that Malchei Beis David be done, so therefore they have to be also subject to Dan Noso, Kshot Atzvach, Achar Kach, Kshot Acher. It's very fascinating. I don't want to go into all that part of it, but that's the thrust of the Gemara. Yeah.
I mean, have an inferior status in
Malchei Yisrael. Who? To Malchei Beis David. Yeah, this is not because of the superiority of their status. It's because they, I mean, the way the Rambam puts it, we'll see in a moment, is that their egos were out of check. And either because of the Gzeres HaKasuv, so we don't have any leeway and flexibility in Malchei Beis David, we need to have them, Iskoshishu, Kochu, and so on. So there's nothing to do about it. Or maybe there was a sense that there was a difference between Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Beis David, in the sense that, you know, they were more, not that their status was less, but on the contrary, their sensitivity or their sense of mission, right, was greater, right? Anyway, it's a fascinating chapter. Of course, what we take away from this Gemara is Minat Torah. Are Malchei Yisrael excluded from Din? Clearly not, right? This is Din Drabana. This is a Gzeira to protect against any future, you know, calamities like the one that took place. Out of principle, but, you know, probably the collateral damage was very, very far-reaching, and so on. Oh, what about Meidu Me'idin? Ah, that's not so clear. Is that also part of the story here? I'm interested in the Meid part, not so much in the Me'idin. Right? Are Malchei Beis David are definitely done with Danin? Are they Meid or Me'idin? But our Gemara seems to say that we're Mafkia Melech and that they're better than Mesachei Pekuvia. It sounds like there's some Daraisa issue. Right? Very interesting. So if you look at the Rambam, Rambam in Perek Yud Hilchos Shavuos. So I'm just going to get to actually finish this, but we'll mostly finish it. We'll finish it next time. Perek Yud Halacha Aleph. This is on page 9, on page 5, 9, line 9. So the Rambam says, "Hayu Edav." Line 11. "Hayu Edav O'Echad Mehem Pasul." Okarav is referring to Karav and Shavuos Eidus. If one of the Eidim who is asked to testify is a Karav or apostle, afilu mipsul Eidus shel devrayim, because we paskin like a Racha bar Yaakov, even the Sakhei Pekuvia, even a psul Eidus drabanan, o shehoya hamelech echad mi Eidav, right? She'eno ra'ui lahoid. That's what the Rambam says about a melech. He's not ra'ui lahoid. O she'eid mi pi'eid, hearsay, the kafra of Nizru Ptura Mishwas Eidos. Sheilu Idu Loyu Mechaivin Beidusan Mamon. Wow. So he says about a melech, right, that Eno Roy Lahoid, and Ilu Heidu Loyu Mechaivin Beidusan Mamon. Wow. Again, where does he get it from? Our Gemara. Because our Gemara says that he's worse than Mesach and Bekuv is only Drabban. It sounds like melech is something Daraisa. Some of them farsim say, he's talking about Malchei Yisrael. Ram doesn't say that. If he was talking about Malchei Yisrael, it wouldn't be any different than Mesachei Pekuvia, right, in a real way, because that's only a takana de Rabbanan. It sounds like the Rambam thinks, the Minchas Chinuch discusses it, he says he's not really sure, you know, what the Rambam means by this, that b'dieved, the pashtus of the Gemara, you would say, is that there's no chi of Haggadah for Melech Yisrael. And the kiddush of reading our Gemara would be to say that even though if a melech went to court and he was made, then a do so would be eidos. I'm talking about for everybody else. And this is, I think, certainly the pshat of the chinuch. Chinuch seems to say that if a melech comes to court and is made, then it's a do so is chal. But he has no chi of agada. And since he has no chi of agada, there's no korban shvuas eidos. In order to be chayv korban shvus edus, it's not enough, according to that view, that you be roy lahayid if you're made, right? If you choose to be made, they do so edus. You have to be obligated to come to court, and that makes sense because that's what we started the year with. It doesn't make sense because we started the year with it, but we started the year with it because it makes a lot of sense. In other words, you need the tzvi of the Baal Davar, right? Meaning the Chiyuv Agada is part of what makes the suppression, you know, refusing to come to court, particularly egregious and offensive. Because you're supposed to come to court. But if you're not obligated to come to court, you're still not supposed to lie. It's not impossible to think that if a person, you know, who's not obligated to come to court, but whose testimony would be effective if he decided to come to court, lied about it under oath, that he might be chayv korban shvus edus. It's not impossible to think that. And apparently the Rambam probably thought that, because he doesn't think it's sufficient to say that there's no chiyuv agada. The Rambam, unlike the Chinuch and the simple reading of the Gemara, is certainly going a giant step further, because he's saying that if a melech were made, and it's, but let me ask you a question, very simple question. Right, so we have to stop. But number one, there's a stira in the Rambam. That's not going to help for this. But meaning, the pashtus, is there a korban shvus edus for a melech? According to this Rambam, according to the Gemara, no. There's another Rambam in Chicago's, not my find. Everybody knows this. The next Rambam, the Rambam in Chicago's Perek Yid Halacha Zayin. But the Rambam says, HaMelech, the Kohen Mashiach, Mevin Karbonon Al Shuas Edus, Al Shuas Bitui, Al Tumas Mikdash VeKadashav, Kishar Adiotos, a king, or a Kohen Mashiach, will bring Korban Shuas Edus, Shuas Bitui, Tumas Mikdash VeKadmini, all of the Yoreds, including Shuas Edus, Kishar Adiotos. Shilochilak Akos of Korban Melech, Mi Korban Hedyo, to Mi Korban Kohen Mashiach. There are certain Korbanos that are Melech, and a Kohen Gadol, right, and also Bezdin, you know, who make a mistake, they bring a different korban, sometimes a par, sometimes a sire, right? But the Rambam is explaining that that's true. Ela b'mitzvah shechayavin al shigas an chatos kvua, an chatos kvuos, kamosha biarna, avo korban ola v'yored, kulam shavim. Then he adds, this is going to be important, Kvar biyarnu bichol shuos emesayia chayav al shuos edus al shuos shugas bitui emesayia patar lem alezaderech yechayev korbanos harbe kiminin shuos alezaderech lo yechayev al korban achon ubichos mechusre kapara var eza derech tischayev yoledes hametzora korbanos harbe ezaderech tischayev kol achad korban achon. The Ravid adds, Amar Avram ena melech chayav b'shmias kol v'lo mashiach b'tumas mikdash kadasha. Ravid says, Melech is not chayv korban shvus edus. This Rambam seems to say, in Nechel Shkagos, that a Melech is chayv korban shvus edus. That's a stira to the Rambam, in Perek Yud Nechel Shuas, where the Rambam, based on the Gemara, says clearly that a Melech is mufka from korban shvus edus. But that, Rav Papa and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, they both agree. So what's going on with that Rambam? But let me ask a different question. The Rambam is mechadesh, and it's a bigger question for the Rambam in a way than others, because the Rambam says in an aid that even if he's made, it's not chal, right? But let me ask this question: If what's the problem? Where does the psul of melech come from? Right. As far as we know, there's no pasuk. Let me say further, no, maybe I'll just finish with this next week. Let me ask the question, though, that in Perek Tes Hilchos Eidos, we saw Perek Tes Hilchos Eidos. We talked about Noshim. If you remember, we talked extensively about Eved Knani. We talked about Goy, Katan, Cheresh. That Perek Tes Hilchos Eidos is where the Rambam lists who is Pasul Eidos. Melech is not on that list. Perek Aleph Hilchos Eidos, Halacha Aleph through Gimel, right, is where the Rambam speaks about who has a chiyuv agada. We saw that Rambam too at the beginning of the year. That was our first topic. There, the Rambam mentions that a Talmud Chacham, right, in Dine Mominis, is not obligated to come to court. if the Dayan is a lesser figure than he is. And the Halacha Gimel, he says, and a Kohen Gadol is not obligated to come to court. When it comes to Isurim, the Rambam says explicitly that a Talmid Chacham has to come to court. Kohen Gadol, he doesn't mention one way or another, and there's a debate among the Mefarshim. Does he mean what he meant by Talmid Chacham, or by not saying it, does he mean to differentiate from Talmid Chacham? Well, what's the point I'm trying to make? The Rambam does not mention Melech in Perek Aleph Hilchoseidus when he speaks about the Chiva Gada. And he doesn't mention him in the Psulim in Perek Tes. And yet in Perek Yud he says Ein Eidus. And then in Perek Yud of Shkogos he says he's Chayiv Korban Shvuos Eidus. So we need to figure out. And then there's one more Rambam. We'll just leave you with this. In Hilchos Melachim, Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin, look at number 25. Kfar Biarnu, Shemalche Beis David Danin Osan, right? Umi'idin Aleim. Danin Osan is the Gemara that only Malche Yisrael know, right? Mi'idin Aleim means they testify, you can testify against them. Avol Malche Yisrael, Gozer Chachamim Shalei Yodin Velo Danin Oso. Velo Meid Velo Midin Alav. Mipnei Shalibon Gospahen, they're arrogant, Malche Yisrael. The Yavim in Adavar Takala, the Hefsed Aladas. The story in the Gemara. What's of course interesting is he doesn't say explicitly, but he implied what Malchi Yisrael Gazur Chachamim Lo Yadun Velo Danin, and then he adds Lo Meid Velo Meidin. But when he talks about Malchi Beis David, he mentions Meidin, but he doesn't mention what. Yeah, he mentions Me'idin Aleim, sorry, but he doesn't mention Me'idin. So the Nosa Kalim here argue about it, but most of them think that the Rambam, you know, Lishitaso and Perikid Hilchos Shavuos, thinks it means Me'idin. But again, it's interesting how he doesn't say it directly. Right? So I'll talk next week about what I think it is, and we'll finish up this, and then we'll go on to Lamed Beis Amud Aleph.